Organizations working to combat the opioid epidemic wait with cautious optimism for President Trump to lay out his emergency declaration. Even though the president called the crisis an emergency in early August, it will be the first time many of them hear what the plan is. Women's Hope Center Director Stephanie Raglan, who works in addiction and recovery in Lexington, Kentucky, says help is welcome, but not knowing who was at the table providing input is concerning.
We don't even know what the plan looks like. So the hope is to see what President Trump has to say, then hopefully he will listen to those who are out there in the fields doing the legwork.
None of the state health and drug control organizations the resource spoke to had heard from the White House seeking input specifically for this declaration. But some recent activity hints at what Trump's emergency plan might include. First Lady Melania Trump invited those working in addiction from the region to the White House in late September to hear their stories. She followed up by visiting Lily's Place in Huntington, West Virginia earlier this month to discuss treatment for babies born affected by opioids taken by pregnant women. A House Oversight Committee hearing Wednesday included five federal organizations working to combat the opioid crisis. Dr. Ann Schuchat with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cited efforts in Kentucky to improve the monitoring of opioid prescriptions.
Prompts were added to the prescription drug monitoring program to alert to high doses, which resulted in a 25% reduction in opioid prescribing to youth.
National Institute on Drug Abuse Director Dr. Nova Volkow pointed to work underway to create longer-lasting versions of the addiction treatment medication buprenorphine.
There would be a real game changer, especially for people who live in rural communities and face significant logistical challenges accessing treatment.
Regardless of the details, the emergency measure will require one key ingredient, proper funding. West Virginia Republican Representative David McKinley said in Wednesday's hearing that securing federal funding has been an issue for small rural towns that have been hit hard by the epidemic.
Are we telling these little counties or towns that have 200 or 300 people, you have to get a grant writer to submit something for you? They can't afford it.
President Trump's address on the opioid crisis is scheduled for 2 p.m. on Thursday. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.